There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
How long have you been friends with your spouse? Because I found out even after over 30 years of marriage, I have been friends with my wife, Jess, for only 16 of those.
This doesn't make... The math ain't mathin', man. I don't understand.
Thanks to Facebook! I was... I'm showing this off to my wife. There it is. See, I kind of took a screenshot.
I'm not awake enough to catch what you were saying.
16 years of friendship with Jessica. And I was like, babe, we've only been friends for 16 years. What was going on the other 16? Huh? Who are we hanging out with?
Well, I can top you.
I can't. Really?
I could top that with my husband, Eric.
You can top it?
Yep. Yeah.
What do you got?
We're not even friends.
You're not friends at all?
We're not even friends.
You.
No, he doesn't have a Facebook page.
How are you able to be married without being friends?
He doesn't have a Facebook page. We follow each other on Instagram.
But no Facebook, because he doesn't have Facebook.
Nope. And it's I tease him at times. I'll be like, well, you can't see what's going on with me because, you know, we're not friends. We're not friends anymore.
You're not friends with your husband. What is wrong with that man? At least create one just to be friends with you.
No, he dropped Facebook and has never looked back and has so much pride in the fact that he's not on it. And he hasn't been on it now for 11 years. We've been together for 12 years. And when we became friends, we did actually become friends first on social media and in real life before we dated. And then when we started dating, he was starting to say that. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know that I need to be on Facebook. I don't know if I want to be on Facebook. I'm sick of Facebook. I'm not on. And he dropped it.
Okay, but Instagram doesn't have the...
No, it doesn't give you the times.
The nice little times and the little collage of, look at your friendship.
But see,
share it. Say hi.
You guys started a relationship before social media existed. We became friends and social media already existed.
Oh, yeah.
So we technically did become friends before it happened on social.
Is he on
social.
Snapchat or TikTok or anything? Or just Instagram?
Nope.
Just the gram?
Just Instagram and X, aka Twitter, and LinkedIn. No. He's one of those people. Although, he'll love to like grab my phone and be like, what's going on? Hey, what's happening?
No.
Get your own account, man.
Get your own account and be friends with me. You think he would friend you first if he decided, okay, fine, I'll create
a
Facebook?
I would probably be the only person that he would
really?
Friend. That's how anti-Facebook he is.
Really? Not
he is
family?
So anti-Facebook.
No families. No best buddies that he can hook up with from back in the day.
Tell you what happens, These people are friends with me on my Facebook page, so I have friends of his from high school that'll be like, hey, can you tell Eric? No, you tell Eric. And that's why I say to Eric, I'm like,
oh, you're the go-to.
Exactly. They're going through me. I'm like, get your own account. He's like, oh, they can find me on Instagram. Send them my Instagram.
Maybe he doesn't need his own Facebook. Maybe you should do this, but charge him anytime someone wants to talk with him. Kind of like, you know, you're his keeper.
Just like his Venmo that he doesn't have. I get these random Venmo payments sent to me. And I sent him a screenshot. Who is this person? I'll accept anybody sending me money for real.
Send him my wife.
Like, what is this for? Oh, yeah. Okay, put that in the account. This is for this and that and the other. Okay, other things. Or he has, at his place of work, they'll go in on gifts for people. Like, so-and-so's having a baby.
And then you just get those?
Around the holidays, they'll adopt a family.
I'll get a text.
Hey, can you Venmo Marie $50? Okay, sure. All right, thanks. Can you send Ellen $25? Okay.
And what do you get out of
this? Get your own Venmo.
What do you get out of this? What do you get out of being the middle person?
I do like handling all the money stuff. So I get a little power.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.